Missed connections were hard to avoid this Valentine's Day in Sitka and Angoon. The fiber optic cable serving both island communities is damaged, leaving customers with spotty to no TV, phone, and internet service. KCAW's Emily Kwong has the story.
Installed in 2008, the cable runs 1,400 feet below the ocean's surface. Picture a bundle of glass strands thinner than a human hair encased in plastic. And surrounding that is an armor of steel made of 12-gauge strands. David Morris is GCI's vice president.
So all of that is about an inch and a half in diameter. And it's extremely heavy.
GCI sent a repair ship from Juno, the Wave Venture, to Chatham Straits to retrieve the cable and repair it. Crews are actively working to replace the damage, but have discovered more sections in need of repair.
There does appear to be another section of the cable that is compromised, damaged. It's in Peril Strait, and so once they finish the repair in Chatham Strait, they'll move on over to the second location and repair that.
With the repair work underway, GCI has moved its customers to alternate systems, severely reducing internet, cable TV, and phone service. GCI gave customers only a few days' notice that this would happen, but Morris says the company couldn't wait any longer to begin the repair work.
We've got no control of when the cable would actually completely degrade down to zero. So we made the decision that we needed to repair it as soon as possible before it completely, catastrophically failed, giving no one any information or any warning at all.
As for the cause of the damage, a GCI press release blamed unusually strong currents and rugged terrain. But Morris says it's too early to know what exactly is the culprit. Meanwhile, landlubbers in Sitka and Angoon are waiting in suspense and staring at their loading bars. Simple text messages, local and long-distance calls still work, but the pace of web browsing is somewhere between dial-up and banana slug. So forget about watching that Lady Gaga performance at the Grammys or texting pictures of your kids or your cats. It's not going to happen. Josh Houston was at an event with his friend Jasmine this weekend.
And people were saying, oh man, no internet at home. We've been living like it's in the 1940s. Like, we can't even watch TV. And I, under my breath, I said to Jasmine, well, I was home laying down tracks on GarageBand on my iPad, so it didn't feel like the 1940s to me.
The anachronism is totally true. All the hardware and software works, but anything sent across time and space, in the cloud or streamed, just isn't working.
The lack of internet has deeply affected my life.
Emmett Williams, an independent filmmaker, has parked himself in a local coffee shop for the day. His internet at home isn't working at all, which has been frustrating given that many of his clients are out of state.
Luckily, people find it's kind of cute and quirky that I live on a small island in Alaska. So they're like, oh, that's so cute. No worries. So yeah, so it's fine. But only because there's no deadlines. Like, if I had a deadline, I would literally have to, I have to go to Juno and like stay there for a few days because I'm so dependent on the internet for my work.
GCI estimates the repair will be complete this Saturday and that full service to phone, TV, and internet will be restored around that time. Local hospital operations and public safety agencies are being served through a dedicated bypass system. Once the repairs are made, Morris said customers won't be charged for loss of service and will be notified of the credit process. And until that happens, those in Sitka and Angoon have little choice but to look less at their screens. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.